Hello, this is Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with us on an audio walk through our region's history as we follow the historical markers that describe the significant sites on a unique walking tour that was a gift of the 1994 Bicentennial Celebration. Today we're on the Central Downtown Trail and we're about to visit a site that was active during the days of the Wabash and Erie Canal. At 114 East Superior Street is an interesting limestone building, a survivor of 19th century commerce that today serves as the home of Arch United. In 1852, John Brown, a stonemason, built this rare remaining vestige of an early era in Fort Wayne. Brown, a native of Glasgow, Scotland, came to Allen County by canal in 1847 with his wife Mary. He and his Scottish business partner, James Humphrey, were contractors for such area projects as canal locks, the county jail, and the Bar Street Market. Fort Wayne was called the Summit City in those days because it marked the highest elevation on the Wabash and Erie Canal and was a major town that attracted many immigrants. In 1862, Brown sold the canal house to Heinrich Drover, a German immigrant and canal boat captain who in later years served on the Fort Wayne City Council. Drover used the facility to warehouse spokes he manufactured. As the canal's operations came to a close, the upstairs of the building was used as an apartment. It became the home of Minnie Homeyer, whose father, William Homeyer, worked on the canal boat captained by his uncle, Fred Braze. Minnie Homeyer married and became Minnie Stemler. Relating her experiences while riding the boat with her father between Fort Wayne and Huntington, Homeyer said that the mules walked along the towpath beside the canal pulling the boat and that an extra mule was always carried on board the boat in case one got tired. Her father, who served as town marshal, had a famous friend, and she remembered clearly the evening Wild Bill Hickok visited their home on Superior Street. During the 1870s, in the last years of the canal, the place was home to several successive German families, all of whom also worked on the canal. Later, the Nickel Plate Railroad used the house for storage. As a project of the National Bicentennial of 1976, the house was saved under the direction of Arch, the Fort Wayne Historic Preservation Organization, and became the central offices of Arch United of Greater Fort Wayne. For more information about this and other trail highlights, contact Arch at 426-5117 or log on to their website by going to archfw.org. Also, ask about how you can buy a copy of the official On the Heritage Trail guidebook we use on our radio tours. Our guidebook was written by Michael Hawfield and George Mather, who were ably assisted by Craig Cowan, Tom Keane, Karen Gardner, Irene Walters, Mike Westfall, and edited by me. I'm Tom Castaldi, and I look forward to being with you next time on the Heritage Trail.